Today's reading is from Genesis chapter 8. It starts out with God remembering Noah in the ark with all the beasts and all the cattle who were with him, along with Noah's family. God closed the floodgates of the sky and the fountains of the deep, and the water began to dry up on the earth. In the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat. And we see this account of Noah sending out a dove to see if the water was abated from the face of the land. But the first trip, he didn't find a resting place, so it returned to him on the ark. And then he waited another 7 days, according to verse 10, and again he sent out the dove, and the dove came to him toward evening, and behold, in its beak was a freshly picked olive leaf. There was renewal. There was renewal of the land. So then he sent this dove out again, and it did not return to him. And so Noah knew that the water was dried up from the earth, and so Noah removed the covering of the ark. His wife and his sons' wives went out. They brought out with them every living thing, the birds and the animals and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And so there's this recreation that's happening here. Noah obeyed God, and then Noah built an altar to Yahweh, and he offered every clean animal and every clean bird, and he offered burnt offerings on the altar. And Yahweh smelled the soothing aroma, and he said to himself, "I'll never again curse the ground because of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again strike down every living thing as I have done." Now, as we think about Genesis chapter 8, I want to leave you with the final verse. The final verse is a verse that is helpful to us, applies to us. God has created the seasons. He has created spring, summer, fall, and winter. He promises that while all the days of the earth remain, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. And we still know that this is an applicable covenant for us, that God has promised that he will sustain the world and it'll remain the same until he returns and renews it. So as you think about that, I just want you to think about how God sustains us. He has promised us these things, and he will not go back on those promises. We can trust in those promises. That's why these covenants, we're going to see the Noahic covenant, the first covenant. We can trust in God's words because God has made certain promises that he cannot break, that he will not break. So as you meditate on that, just understand that you serve a God who's unchanging, and he is a good God who will care for us. He will care for you. Let's read Genesis chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 22.
Then God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God caused a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. Also the fountains of the deep and the floodgates of the sky were closed, and the rain from the sky was restrained. And the water receded from the earth, going forth and returning. And at the end of 150 days, the water decreased. In the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. Now the water decreased steadily until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains appeared. Then it happened at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent out a raven, and it went out flying back and forth until the water was dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove from him to see if the water was abated from the face of the land. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of its foot, so it returned to him in the ark, for the water was on the surface of all the earth. Then he stretched out his hand and took it and brought it into the ark to himself. Then he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent out the dove from the ark. And the dove came to him toward evening, and behold, in its beak was a freshly picked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the water was abated from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days and sent out the dove, but it did not return to him again. Now it happened in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first of the month, the water was dried up from the earth. Then Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the surface of the ground was dried up. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, "Go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and animals and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may swarm on the earth, and that they may be fruitful and multiply on the earth. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, everything that moves on the earth, went out by their families from the ark. Then Noah built an altar to Yahweh and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And Yahweh smelled the soothing aroma, and Yahweh said to himself, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth. And I will never again strike down every living thing as I have done. While all the days of the earth remain, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.